Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
At 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay. Just got a business here in Keene set up with AnyPay tonight, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
And you can do that. It's actually a little bar and grill inside a local casino.
Accepting
cryptocurrency here in Keene, thanks to AnyPay. And the setup is super simple. All you have to do is go to AnyPayInc.com and learn more about AnyPay. In fact, you don't even have to go to their website. You can just download the app. You can go to your Google or Apple App Store, search for AnyPay Take. Oh, I'm sorry. It used to be Take Crypto. AnyPay Cash Register. That's what they're calling it now. AnyPay Cash Register. And just download the app to your device on which you would like to accept payments and or your own personal phone, and you can just set it all up from right there. And it's so simple. You just plug in your cryptocurrency addresses. They now support Litecoin, by the way. So Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, Dash, and Litecoin. Five different options to accept those different cryptos from your customers. If you don't like one of them, you don't have to use it. You can just accept the ones you want. And makes it super easy for your customers to pay. So download the AnyPay Cash Register app. As we continue here, your calls are welcome. 603-283-6162, your phone calls. We go to Bad Slave, calling us from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody. Hello? Bad Slave. Bad Slave going once.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we have you. Go ahead.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta turn up the volume.
Okay, we hear
you. How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Great. Well, I mean, somebody told me, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was 1.5 million people, mostly Trump supporters, the vast majority of Trump supporters, in the 90-plus percentile range. And so for there to be the tiny bit of damage that was done, And it appears that the people that were doing the damage were likely folks that were trying to pretend like they were MAGA, but actually were, in fact, Antifa or BLM.
Now, this,
BLM
is, a,
or
this is an interesting conspiracy theory, but is there any actual evidence for it?
Well, they actually showed video of people, MAGA people, trying to grab this guy, and you know, the people were pointing at him and saying, he's Antifa. I don't know, but I,
which,
you know,
guy were they grabbing?
They were grabbing the guy that was trying to break the glass.
Okay.
It was like the glass breaker at the in Minneapolis with the what was the Auto Zone. Mm-hmm. You know, you watched all
that.
Yeah,
the AutoZone guy was
a cop.
Definitely made as a cop.
Yeah, I think this is the same kind of thing, that there were some, you know, false flaggers, mm-hmm. that you know, I don't think that most of the MAGA people would be at all interested in actually damaging.
Sure, but what you said there was that most of the MAGA people, you said most of the MAGA people would not be interested, so it's possible that some of them would be.
Well,
right?
maybe that number's higher than most. Maybe it's all. I don't know. The fact is that the MAGA people have almost, you know, they're always peaceful.
That's a ridiculous statement.
I would not say that the Proud Boys are always peaceful. I don't believe everything that's said about them in the media, but certainly
they believe in self-defense. I don't argue with that. That's not
okay,
true.
But look, the fact is, a bunch of these Proud Boys, they absolutely want to get into a fight. I mean, that's the reason why they show up at some of these things. And so do the Antifa.
Absolutely.
They all want to fight each other.
You know, the chief Proud Boy recently robbed a church.
Really?
Yeah, he stole a Black Lives Matter flag from a church and burned it and got arrested for that.
Yeah, what do you have to say to that, Bad Slave?
What did you say happened?
The guy who the top Proud Boy just got arrested for stealing a flag from a church and burning it. And now I don't think they're as bad as the media says they are necessarily, but I wouldn't say they're entirely peaceful either.
What were the politics of the flag?
It doesn't matter.
Black Lives Matter, but nonetheless, it's not a peaceful act to steal property.
But the fact is that there's one thing of burning a building down, and at the other end of that is burning a flag.
But what are the politics of the building?
The guy could have easily replaced the flag and paid some penalty and walked away from it, and nobody would be harmed. But that's not the options with regards to how they react.
Okay. Well, now you're just making an excuse for stealing a flag.
I'm not making any excuses. I'm just saying that the actual cost of the measure.
Okay, but your statement earlier was false. Your statement earlier was false, claiming that people who are in favor of Donald Trump are somehow, you know, totally peaceful, and that there's nobody among them who would do anything destructive or violent. And that's just patently ridiculous. Thank you for the call tonight. 603-283-6160 is the number here. In any group of thousands of people, you are going to have a range of opinions. You're going to have some people who think it's entirely fine to just beat up somebody. You're going to have some people who say, hey, don't hurt somebody. This is, you know, a peaceful protest. You're going to have some people who think it's okay to destroy property, and others who say, no, we should only be destroying government property, and others who say, no, don't destroy any property. You're going to find a wide range of beliefs in a group of 100,000 human beings.
Yeah, even in my group of 200 at the, or however many it was, at the 420 rally, there were times when I was very much concerned that things were going to get out of control. Right. There were times when I intentionally blew the crowd off because I was concerned about it and was like, okay, well, let's all go home now. You know, and the thing is, you can't plan a protest.
No.
You know, because you might say, okay, let's all go home now. And they might say, we don't think so.
Yeah. And that is an issue that people have been coming up against in for forever when it comes to protests. Whenever you have a thing and it's in public, you don't get to control who shows up. Any instigator, anyone who is actually against your beliefs can show up, pretend to be you. And that's what he was suggesting, is that there was, you know, so-called Antifa amongst the Trumpers. And that could be true.
Yeah.
But anybody could show up, and it could be somebody who technically agrees with you but doesn't agree with your methods and wants to do something to agitate or wants to do something to destroy a thing or a person or whatever.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, even if there were some agents provocateur, which I suspect there were, I mean, that's the sort of thing the government loves to do.
And have done plenty of times.
They've done it many times to many groups, to every group that disagrees with them. But, you know, the bottom line is, when there are agents provocateur, there are generally also sincere adherents who go along with them, caught up in the moment, or not knowing that what the optics are going to be look like for the other side. What I hope will come out of this, if nothing else, is that the MAGA people will take another look at Black Lives Matter and ask themselves, what do they really know about the people who were on the ground? Because I know there are some bad people involved in running the Black Lives Matter website, certainly. Mm-hmm. There are some trained Marxists, which, you know, is, well, not something I'd brag about.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people on the ground are just people who don't want to be shot and don't want to have their families shot, and they're scared, and that's and they're mad, and that's why they're out there.
603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can bring up what you want. Your comments welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160 is our number. It's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
So we just found out there during the break that Donald Trump is back on Twitter to concede the election.
Yes, yes, very interesting. Now, personally, I've got a theory. Mm-hmm. I've always got a theory.
Yeah, what's that?
My theory is that they said that they would only let him tweet if he tweeted his concession. And he held out as long as he could. But his addiction wore out. He won out. He had to tweet. He had to tweet something.
Yeah.
And if that was the only thing he could tweet, he would tweet it.
Yeah.
It's like the first guy who licked a toad to get high. It's like, okay, I'm going to lick this toad. I've licked everything else in the house.
He really does love to tweet. So that's it. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a legitimate theory. I consider it valid. That's what happened. So I'm not going to play it on the air. I mean, it's a nearly 3 minute long speech about how, he's against all of the destruction and people are going to be prosecuted in law and order and he'll be involved in a peaceful transition of power. So if anybody was expecting Donald Trump to do anything except walk away, that's all he's going to do.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because the law is in a state of disorder, and it has been for a long time.
Yeah. It's not getting better either.
It's not getting better, and it won't get better. And hopefully, you know, the people who thought that Trump was going to be their savior, just as I thought that Ron Paul was going to be our savior, will realize that action through the political system is doomed. Because not only is the political system rigged, the media is rigged, everything in the country is rigged, the major corporations are rigged, everything.
Don't you think Donald Trump is part of that rigged process, that he was a selectee?
I don't know. He may have been. He may have been a Judas goat.
Mm-hmm.
Designed basically to discredit the right and usher in communism.
Mm-hmm.
Or he may have done that accidentally.
Yeah, could be. I'll tell you this, at the very end of his speech, he does sort of, he tries to tease people that, oh, well, this is just the beginning. That this isn't the end of Donald Trump. The suggestion being that he'll be back, that he's going to come back for another round. So stick with the country. Stick with America. Don't leave. Don't secede. I mean, he didn't say that overtly, but he did suggest at the very end that this was just the beginning, that it's not over yet.
And the thing is, America will remain a nightmare until such time as at least some states leave because the left does not want to be ruled by the right. And the right does not want to be ruled by the left. Mm-hmm. And they've rigged the game so that the center hasn't a chance.
Right.
So what's left but to end the game?
Say, we're done.
At least let some country, let some states go.
Right. Just fold. Know? Put the cards down, walk away from the table.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
You know, and this isn't thermodynamics, which, the three rules of thermodynamics can pretty much be broken down to you can't win, you can't break even, and you can't stop playing the game. Well, we can stop playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah. And as they proved yesterday in D.C., all you need is numbers. All you need is enough people to disobey, to non-cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
To fail to go along, to get along anymore, and it changes everything. You know?
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. If there's 200 Americans for every cop and soldier.
Is it only 200? Oh, and soldier. Okay, if you factor in soldier.
That's including the army. And that's not including the fact that if there were a real insurrection, an insurrection with leadership, an insurrection with an agenda, that some people in the military would be would prefer it to the status quo, and some cops would prefer it to the status quo.
Yes, yeah. Would they actually switch is another question. Would they switch sides or
I think
just
they
prefer?
Would if they thought there was a chance of losing. Mm-hmm. The question is, you know, if basically if it ever comes down to the point where more Americans than cops are willing to lay down their lives, then
it's over for them.
Yeah. It's over for them.
Yeah.
And at that point, they would be well advised to go with the winning side.
Indeed. And we will, of course, keep our eyes on these developments as they continue, because I think you're right, Nobody. This is going to get pretty ugly where, you know, now you've got the Biden administration coming in. And apparently the Democrats won in Georgia. I think it was yesterday or the day before. There was a special election that that went on, very close election. But the Democrats won, which I believe puts them in charge of Congress, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it does.
I'm so large with the not caring very much about Democrat versus Republican, because, you know, it just comes down to two groups of people that want to impose things on me that I don't want any part of.
Yeah, I don't want either of them to rule my life. Not interested in the least. But now is going to be a good time to start reaching out to the right about things like secession. Now is a time where they're going to be ripe for that particular message, which is why I was glad to hear that some of the secessionists were out at the protest here in New Hampshire earlier this morning at the state capitol. So it is time now, and unfortunately, you know, with Trump doing what he did at the end of that speech, saying that, oh, well, this is just the beginning, he's trying to rope people to stay in. He's trying to say, hey, you know, he's got the bait that he's swinging out there, saying, hey, look.
And he's a masturbator.
Yeah, you guys have a chance. You guys have a chance to take this back, and that's what I want to tell you, is just give up on taking it back. Forget about Washington, D.C., and start talking about your local state and getting out.
Yeah, because any victory at the national level will be temporary for the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yeah.
So every Republican needs to remember every election that even if they win, there's going to be another Obama. And every Democrat needs to remember that even if they win, there's going to be another Trump.
Well, and the other thing is, not only is the victory temporary, but the bureaucracy imposed during that time is permanent. So when these Democrats pass new programs and the Republicans pass new programs, those programs don't get shut down. They don't get smaller over time. They just change hands. And
the closest you come to immortality is a government program. And the man who said that, Ronald Reagan, it's still illegal to open carry in California. And he signed that law to stop the Black Panthers.
We will continue. Your thoughts are welcome. Our number is 603-283-6160. Where do you go from here? If you want to weigh in, you can. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We condemn it, the president and this administration, in the strongest possible terms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany condemning the violence Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol. McEnany continues.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove President Trump from office following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi joining a growing number of lawmakers in demanding the end to Trump's presidency, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The Dow setting another record high under the Trump administration, finishing for the first time above 31,000. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden is unveiling his pick for Attorney General.
I nominate a man of impeccable integrity, Judge Merrick Garland.
Garland is a veteran federal appeals court judge in Washington, D.C. Biden, speaking in Delaware, says Garland will restore honor, integrity, and independence to the Justice Department.
He will now bring, as Attorney General of the United States, not as a personal attorney to the president, but as the people's lawyer. He'll restore trust in the rule of law.
The coronavirus vaccine rollout continues across the nation. Over 20 million doses of the vaccine have been sent to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Dr. Rose Kumar is a doctor in Wisconsin. She tells ABC News the rollout has been less than stellar in her state.
I don't think that the rollout really took us into consideration. I have tried contacting my governor and senator. I basically gave up.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you, if you want to join us here, you can do that. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Donald Trump banned indefinitely from the Facebook and Instagram platforms, although Twitter has let him back on, so he could post a video of him conceding the election. That is his latest post there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. Perhaps you want to try setting up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes. It just doesn't get any easier than what I've seen over at Divi, and I've gone through the process. It is super simple. Even you can even do it on Windows, which makes it really amazing that that's even a possibility. But Divi made that possible. You can go to DiviProject.org. Now, what is a masternode? It's where you're running a special node on the network to provide services to the Divi network, and you get compensated for those services. Again, it's DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project.org, and you can connect with their Telegram channel. And if you want, buy Divi directly from the Divi team there, or, of course, you can go to several exchanges. But if you're going to buy a lot of Divi, then it's definitely the best to do it what they call over-the-counter. That way you don't push up the price on the exchanges. DiviProject.org. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we got Tom. He's in Florida. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Oh, what's up, guys? I'm glad I was able to get on with you guys, you and Nobody in particular, especially on this topic of the Capitol and it being stormed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody in a lot of places want to spin it however they want to see fit and spin it. I personally believe that if the cops let him in or not let him in, you know, during the BLM and Antifa protest, which I'm glad no cops killed any BLM or Antifa, but four people were killed yesterday. Hmm. And I'm not saying that I'm not knocking Antifa or BLM, but people are saying, oh, well, the government didn't do enough, and then Trump called the National Guard and everything, and he didn't do that with Antifa and all them. He was threatening to, but then when it came, and they saying, oh, it's all Trump's fault and all this and that. No, I think it's, just people upset with the system, and as nobody's been talking about the past couple weeks, I mean, he's like, he can't, I mean, I think he, I mean, I'm not trying to quote him, but something in the words of, can't believe people haven't stormed the Capitol yet. And now they finally did, but thank God they did have a little.
Did you actually say that? Nobody in recent weeks did.
Really, BLM or Antifa, they would have burnt the Capitol down. They would have set fire to it while they were inside.
I don't know if that's.
What do you guys think?
I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, certainly enough people have been murdered by the government that I would not be upset if somebody burned down the Capitol personally.
Me neither.
I mean,
it's a shame they did it.
The government murders people on a regular basis. The government imprisons people for weed, for things that are trivial lifestyle decisions that people make for themselves and have every right to make for themselves. So,
Yeah, I think that's one area you and I are going to agree on, nobody,
yeah.
After, disagreeing with regards to violence against people. I don't care what happens to the government buildings.
Oh, no.
I don't care.
I don't either.
It would actually warm my heart to see that thing on fire. Because you know what those scumbags did? They went right back in there after the National Guard secured the area. They got rid of all the, the protesters or whatever. There was, of course, a curfew in D.C. last night. And the National Guard came in. They locked down the building. And those scumbag politicians were right back in there doing the same old crap they were doing just 3 hours before.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a lot of nice corporate handouts. And
in this case, it was certifying the election, which Trump has now conceded. Go ahead, Tom.
Agreed with you guys. Yeah, you guys are right on it. Yeah, they went right back to business as usual. I just thought that showed the protesters were just trying to get a point across. Now, next time, they might not be so nice. So maybe these guys didn't learn their lessons this time, but like nobody would say, keep testing the people, keep pushing people in the chest. It doesn't matter who you are, black, white, or brown, Americans will come together. And at that point in time, these politicians really got something to worry about then. And thank you guys for Free Talk Live, and I love you. Let's keep freedom going, baby.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate the call tonight, Tom. Our phone number is 603-283-6160. So, again, Trump has been banned from Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO over there, actually took to a blog post saying that the risks are too great to allow President Trump to continue using our service. They say, therefore, we've extended the block we placed on his Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely and for at least the next 2 weeks until the peaceful transition of power is complete. They say here on Twitter, or rather on CNN, that it marks a major escalation by Facebook as it and other platforms have come under intense pressure from advocacy groups and prominent figures to ban Trump following his inflammatory rhetoric encouraging insurrection, which he never did. I don't know why they keep saying he was encouraging insurrection. He told people to respect the cops and to go home.
Yeah, I mean they've been lying about Trump for 4 years,
yeah.
and it gives me a little bit of sympathy for the guy until I remember that he bombs he orders the bombing of villages with children in them,
yeah.
Just like the guy before him and the guy before him, but yeah, they lie through their teeth about Trump on a regular basis, and they've abandoned all pretense of objectivity.
Yeah, all he ever did, from what I've seen in the last couple of days, was encourage people to come to D.C. He encouraged people to come and protest or whatever, but he didn't encourage them to destroy anything or raid the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happened, he called in the National Guard. I mean, and I'm not saying that that's what he should have done necessarily. Like, I'm with you on this. I would, it would have been nice to see people go a little bit further than they actually did, but they didn't. And Trump wasn't calling them for them to do any of those things. But it doesn't matter anyway. And they've been waiting for their chance to censor Trump. I mean, this is oh, yeah. just them jumping the gun.
Oh yeah, I mean they've been putting they've been putting statements by their so-called fact checkers on his statements for a long time, saying they on one side he'll say something about the election was rigged and they'll say, oh, that's disputed, but you know what, when somebody on the other side says oh no, the election wasn't rigged, they don't say that's disputed. Mm-hmm. Well, both sides are disputing. You know, and I, as an objective observer, can see that both sides dispute the other's opinion. So why is only one side being marked as disputed? It takes two sides to dispute.
Now, what Trump should have done, and he should have done it a long time ago, because it's a little late in the game now.
What he should have done is ended all the wars, ended the war on drugs, ended taxation,
yeah,
closed
sure.
the doors on the government,
but
gone home.
He's not a libertarian, so
no, he's not.
Those were never even an option. But what I was going to say is, in regards to social media, what he should have done, and a while ago, because this was obvious, this was what these, you know, Twitter and Facebook have been waiting for. They've been wanting mm-hmm. to do this to him for a long time, but they just didn't do it because, well, he was the president. They would do it to anyone else in a heartbeat. What he should have done was should have got on an alternative platform like Mastodon and created an account on or put his own Mastodon instance up mm-hmm. and created an account on a thing that could not be taken down by corporate tech overlords. And yeah. then he would have been completely, you know, he could have then promoted it on Twitter, because now he may not ever get access to the account again. He could have promoted it on Twitter with his, I don't know how many millions of followers, and said, hey, come on over here and follow me on this other platform that I have control over. And then they never could have taken his voice away from him there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to see Dave Ridley do. And,
Dave's doing that.
I'm downloading all his videos right now from YouTube. So
that's very cool.
So they'll be saved.
All right, so 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on social media ruling over people's lives and opinions. You can bring up whatever you want as well. It is Free Talk Live.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, open phones as always at 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And nobody.
That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to C and J Bartholomew, who are Free Talk Live Gold Amplifiers. Together, they support what we do here on Free Talk Live. They help us advertise, market, and promote. That is what AMP stands for. If you want to help us do that, you can do it for as little as $5 a month. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. We really appreciate the assistance. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because sadly, they're just not heard anywhere else on the radio in any kind of consistent measure like they are here. So if you like what we do, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get some cool perks and some benefits as well. We'll talk coming up here about what is apparently might be happening to some of these protesters in D.C., possible 10-year prison sentences likely dished out by President Trump's own prosecutor. The attorney general will tell you about that on the way because, you know, these people who supported Trump now may be prosecuted by Trump's own men.
I wonder if they'll still back the blue after 10 years in prison.
Great question. Let's go to Mitchell in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, Ian, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You too, nobody. Listen, I just wanted to clear something up real quick. Ian, you would use force to defend yourself if you were being violated, yes or no?
Yeah, and also other innocent people, you can use force to defend them as well.
So what if the government, what are the individuals that make up the collective of the government? What are those individuals are violating you? Will you use force?
Well, now that's an interesting question. It gets down to the question of, you know, where are we at with society? What do people think? What's the situation in that case? What do people think about those government agents? Because if government loses, if government people lose their legitimacy, then it becomes more, well.
All right, time out. Let me jump in, because that's really what I want to talk about. I'm reading something here. It says a legitimate government is the one which is elected by the people of the country during elections which are held in a free and fair manner. Now, as far as it goes, and I don't know, but half the country says that it was not fair.
So I don't know if that's half the country.
The question is the government legitimate?
Yeah,
and therefore, if the government is legitimate, or let's say if the government is not legitimate, I'll read this. Political authority grants members of government the right to rule over citizens using coercion if necessary, while imposing an obligation for the citizens to obey government orders. Now, if the government is not legitimate, it means, by extension, there is no legitimate political authority.
Well, I don't think any government
is legitimate.
If they don't
have legitimate political authority, then they're criminals, because they're impersonating people of great power and they're violating people.
Well, Mitchell, I don't think any government is legitimate. I think that it's always illegitimate.
I'm a voluntarist, Ian.
Yeah, to use violence.
I'm just trying to run a line here. Do we agree? Mm-hmm. Well, we agree. So what I'm saying is that the government's illegitimate, therefore these people are criminals. The politicians are criminals. Is
sure.
that correct?
Yeah, they've always been criminals. There was never a time at which they weren't criminals.
All right, so before I run out of time,
I put together seven bullet points
to better prove and establish that the system and the government is not legitimate. Number one, violation of social contract. I don't subscribe to that either.
No.
But it supposedly was bounded on that ideology. Number two, failure to secure individuals and individual rights, inalienable rights. Number three, no unanimous consent of government. Number four, racking up an odious debt, also known as the illegitimate debt. Number five, inaction regarding prior violations. Federal Reserve Act. These things just keep on festering. Let's see. Number six, an invalid electoral process. Number seven, the individuals that represent the government basically are being bribed or compromised. A lot of these people are being bribed. And number eight, the individuals that represent the government ruling class are impersonating individuals with a legitimate authority when government is not legitimate and no such authority exists.
Yeah, no such thing as legitimate authority. I mean, it's all just fantasy. They can claim anything they want. It's pure fantasy.
He's talking about political theory, though. I mean, this is...
Yeah, but it's still pure fantasy.
Definitions is political science, professors would put them.
Yeah, they do believe in that fantasy, and that's the problem. That's why government exists, because people believe in it.
With the believing people, because nobody knows what to do. Would this be a solution and actually a starting point to get to the reality that perhaps we subscribe to, a voluntary stateless society, or at least a hybrid, like the no-state zone, like, by the way, study Slab City. That's very interesting. But the point is there's a thing called a citizen's arrest that's within the confines of, quote, the law. But if these people are criminal, let's put it this way. What if you had a million people protesting yesterday, which you probably had that number. If you divide that million people by 10, squads of 10, you have 100,000 groups of 10. Now, what if 100,000 groups of 10 go do citizen's arrest?
And then what?
And then you take them to, I don't know, Guantanamo Bay. There's some logistics here, but you can do it in phases, and then you can do like an arbitrative, or you can do a new Nuremberg trial, and you can try these people. They're criminals.
I wish you the best. I mean, I'm not interested in participating, but,
I mean,
you know.
You can certainly do that. What you would want to do would be to institute a common law grand jury.
That's what the citizen's arrest is about. It's sort of based on some of that, I think.
Well, if you've got 100,000 people, or a million for that matter, you could easily just move to the same place together and ignore the government.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
Why don't you take your million people up here to New Hampshire?
You can face off against the technological capability and firepower. It's silly, but the way the police do we the people is they make sure there's five or six of them if there's one or two of us.
That's right. That's why I've been saying it's about the numbers.
Exactly.
You know,
it makes more sense if people want to talk about going against the government. Why don't they go in groups of 10 and that way or whatever? You have a whole bunch of people going, and basically it's not violent. It's not bloody. It's basically saying, come with us. And
of course it's violent because you're saying come with us or else.
Yeah, it's violent as soon as you say come with us and they say I'm not going with you.
Well,
just like it's violent when they say come with us.
If people confront you and say come with us, what are you going to do?
Well,
you going to fight them?
I don't know. It depends on the situation.
Right, let me tell you this then. What if 20 of them came to you?
Huh?
Now what would you say?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of circumstances, like if they institute these concentration camps that the CDC is advocating, when I would say it's better to make them kill me out here than to live a long time in a concentration camp.
I was just throwing this out as an idea because it seems like all these statists don't know what the hell to do. I will tell you something. There's two things coming down. It's within the last number of hours. There's two things coming down the pike there in the state of New York. One of them has to do with this quarantine business where they may just pick you up and take you off.
Yeah, and concentration camp.
It's like an intern FEMA type of thing. It's scary as hell. And number
That's
two,
what I'm talking
in
about.
The same week, they've also been talking about, I think they may have outlawed bulletproof vests.
In New York. You're saying in New York?
Yeah, New York. It's real scary. Yeah, some of
which
the stuff
is,
they're doing. They're,
which
they,
is
like,
really
they're
interesting. To make it illegal for, to make it harder for them to kill you. That's pretty, pretty amazing. That
you mean easier for, if you don't have a vest, then it's easier for them to kill you.
Right. Yeah. So they're making it illegal to put on a vest and make it harder for them to kill you. And, that to me, you know, you always have to be an easy target for government, apparently, is their new position. Yeah, I'm right there with you, but that's very scary development.
I mean, Mitchell, and thank you for the call, Mitchell. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You know, there have been people who've had similar ideas to Mitchell in the past. Mm-hmm. The most recent example are the people who wanted to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the goon in charge of the Michigan government.
I don't know if I'd use the word kidnap. I think they...
citizen's arrest or whatever you want to call it, but they are going to call it kidnapping, okay?
When just like we call it kidnapping when they arrest.
That's right. And so the thing is, of course, federal agents were infiltrated into that group. It was probably the federal agents who suggested the idea in the first place.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Mitchell is a federal agent, but I'm saying that, you know, sometimes the people who are suggesting violence as a tactic are actually federal agents, and they want to set you up to go down and arrest you. Further, it's fairly difficult to find the 10 people that he's talking about. There may be 10 people out there who would be willing to do a so-called citizen's arrest as he's discussing, but they're very, very few and far between. There certainly are not hundreds of thousands of them out there, and they're not interested. Most people aren't interested in taking that level of risk. But
I don't know if I'd agree with that. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people in the Army who certainly are willing to risk their lives under certain circumstances. The thing is, I think that people feel they don't want to risk their lives or lose their lives for nothing. So they would have to be assured, I think, that there were a sufficient number that they had a reasonable chance for victory. And people are, you know, rightly afraid of the government. Think they're going to be very difficult to defeat, and they're right.
They are, which is why 10 isn't going to cut it. And, you know, that's even if you're not infiltrated and taken down from the inside, which you would likely be, because they're going to catch wind of it, if not suggest it to you in the first
place. Well, with those numbers, they might not have enough infiltrators to get all the cells.
So we don't there's not that kind of number.
It's
pure fantasy. Look, if you can get 100,000 people willing to do something, they're more likely to be willing to move to a place and be more free, which is why the Free State Project, the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, doesn't require people risking, you know, federal prison. Coming up.
Free Talk Live.
When there are cameras around, it doesn't make a difference. There were people with video cameras all over this event yesterday.
That's good. It looked like these people were trying to get away.
Yes,
honestly.
They were. Yes, they were. They were
being shot, rushing towards the cop phalanx.
Nope.
That's right.
They were trying to get away.
And those batons weren't rubber like the bullets were.
They were either trying to get away or they were members of the news media trying to cover the event.
Right.
Police are supposed to be there to protect and serve.
Allegedly
to be peace officers. And instead, they're creating war.
And, of course, the chief of police is claiming he'll investigate. What they're going to investigate, I don't know. It's going to be very difficult to identify the officers in this video footage because there were so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was an army of police officers out there, and every single one of them was participating in the attack on unarmed, innocent people.
Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.